Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, VV Nation, welcome to our channel and welcome to the 6 p.m. video. My name is Glenn, Senior Market Strategist for VectorVest, and I've got a video which is the preview for the Tesla earnings. And then, if you stick with me, I've got a bonus preview for you as well. So, starting off with Tesla, in a rapidly evolving automotive industry, Tesla has emerged as a pioneer in the electric mobility space. With their earnings report just around the corner, tomorrow, all eyes are on the company, eager to catch a glimpse of what the future holds for the visionary brand. Further, their groundbreaking Model S is more affordable Model 3. Tesla has revolutionized the way we think about electric vehicles, but their ambition doesn't stop there. Tesla is not only creating sleek, high-performance cars, they are reshaping the entire concept of transportation. Their innovative autopilot technology, combined with their ever-growing network of superchargers, is paving the way for the future where self-driving vehicles will be the norm. But what about the numbers behind these groundbreaking ideas? This earnings report will provide crucial insights on Tesla's financial performance and the growth potential going forward. From production numbers to delivery targets and profitability, investors are eagerly awaiting these key figures. With Tesla's stock rising or soaring in the recent months, but more recently falling, the stakes are high for both investors and electric mobility enthusiasts. Will this earnings report solidify Tesla's position as the leader in electric vehicle market, or will it face new challenges as competition heats up? One thing is for certain, Tesla's earnings report is not just about the financial figures, it's about manifesting vision, showcasing possibilities of sustainable transportation, and unveiling the future of electric mobility. With all of that being said, there are some headwinds. When I just looked at Iowa, in Iowa, cars were stuck in the cold. They couldn't charge. That's going to hurt regarding to Tesla as well. So there's some good, there's some bad. It's an innovative company. I think Elon Musk needs to get out of his own way. He's fighting China for sales in China against Boyd, and Boyd is killing them. Now, you'll see that they've had record numbers of cars built and all of that kind of stuff, but is it enough? There's a lot of people out there that say, you know, you need to buy Tesla before the earnings. I am not in that camp right now. As a matter of fact, let's start off here from the market timing graph. I've got a feeling that the market is really ready for a pullback. You notice that when the MTI got high, the market did pull back, but it wasn't really a healthy pullback to really reset things. With today's activity, prior to Tesla's earnings are coming out tomorrow, today's activity, the market is down. You know, folks, all I want you to do is be careful and take what the market gives you. If the market gives you an opportunity to make money, you take it. But keep in mind that the market really, really hasn't pulled back in a healthy manner to reset. All right, from here, let's go look at my stocks. Here's Tesla. Tesla, way overvalued. All right, so that doesn't make it a bad thing. It just means that people are willing to pay a premium to own it. The growth on it is not there anymore. Relative value is at 0.42 on a scale between 0 and 2. The growth is not there. It does make money, though. The company does make money. It's not in an uptrend right now. VST is below 1. Moving over to the growth, remember I said it's not a growth stock anymore? Growing at 2% a year, earnings growth, but it does have a sales growth higher than earnings growth, which could be more of a promising sign for Tesla. But when I look at what's going on, I look at the bearish side of Tesla, TSLQ, with an RT at 0.95, almost above 1 or above 1. People are more bearish on Tesla than they are bullish on Tesla. And I think that I've got a couple of stories. Let's just do that. I've got a couple of stories that I want us to take a look at. All right. So from here, I'm looking at Tesla. Last quarter, they missed earnings. Upcoming quarter. Now, interesting. Notice that the actual earnings was at 66 cents. Right. And they missed. Look at this. They're looking to go higher. With all of the things that I just mentioned, they have an earnings of, they're looking at earnings of 74 cents. If they had a hard time hitting 66 cents with everything that I just talked about, I don't think that they're going to hit 74 cents. All right, let's scroll up a little bit more. Tesla is one of the most anticipated reports this week and is slated to disclose its quarter four earnings after the closing bell on Wednesday, today. Well, it's actually tomorrow. I'm sitting here and saying, yeah, it's tomorrow. The market accesses the stock cautiously with both Seeking Alpha, which is this website, and other analysts. Predicts that Tesla is poised to exceed low sales and earnings estimates, expecting a 20% year-over-year revenue surge. Despite facing challenges, they believe that Tesla's long-term outlook remains favorable. I don't feel that right now still with relative value below one. I still think the innovation behind the company is awesome. I think that Elon Musk is an innovator, driven by the expanding EV market and the company's advantages in economic and economies of scale. I'm going to bring something else into the fold. I've been trying to help you guys to make money in the EV space. Slowly but surely, I'm watching companies migrate over into the space of both gas and electric, like the Prius, hybrids. I'm wondering if that has some semblance of what more people are looking for rather than just EVs. I'm going to do a little deeper digging on that, and I'll come up with a video on that relatively soon. All right, next one, Tesla eyes production growth amid price slump. So it's all about producing the cars, but if you're not making me money, who's going to stick with you? Interesting, right? If prices are going down, I'm an investor in Tesla. I'm be like, yo, Elon, I love your car and da 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 da, but where's the money? Show me the money. All right. And last but not least, the kickoff, the Cybertruck's China tour in January. Interesting thing about the Cybertruck, everybody was looking for it, but he honestly said in the last earnings report that it's going to be a losing proposition until it becomes a winning proposition. He was definitely way honest about that. I think that that hurts them as well. All right. You ready for my bonus pick? This is happening tonight after the bell. That's Netflix. Big story here. Netflix stunner. Streaming giant grabs WWE Raw rights starting in 2025 for the next 10 years. If you haven't watched Ryan Short on it, you need to. All right. It was he did a great job on that short. You need to pay attention to that short. Go check it out. But that could be a big shot in the arm for Netflix. Let's go take a look at their earnings. They beat earnings last quarter nicely. Revenue surprise, they beat by $1.59 million. Now notice this. This is what I've been seeing with a lot of companies. They had an earnings of 3.73. Look at where it is coming forward. Into this quarter, into last quarter of 2023, $2.23. A lot of companies have been putting lower earnings going into the following or the most recent quarters. Why? Because of the economic things that are happening. So makes it a little easier for them to beat earnings since they're not as high as they were the previous quarter. Interesting as I look at this, quarter one, 2023. Beat by 2 cents. Quarter two, beat. Quarter three, beat. And now we're looking at quarter four. And look at that. A little lower than the other quarters. All right. A little lower than the other quarters, which makes it, again, a little easier for them to beat earnings. I think that they beat earnings. Let's go back into the software. Here's my Netflix play. I think Netflix is a beat.
unless they come out with something huge that said that they lost a lot of subscribers. All right, so I've got Netflix flat today, but look at this, fundamentally sound, relative value above one, relative safety above one, and in an uptrend. Look at the earnings growth of 18, sales growth of 8. I'd like to see sales growth higher than earnings growth, but you know something? The company makes money. It's a buy recommendation, positive earnings. I think it's almost a no-brainer that Netflix beats the earnings. On the other side, though, with Tesla, I don't think that they beat. I don't think that they beat. And those are my two picks. Tesla was the story of today. The bonus was Netflix. All right. So again, if you didn't watch Ryan's Netflix short, please go check it out. Folks, if you're brand new to the channel and you like this preview, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. If you like the commentary and the information behind these two stocks, previews for earnings, make sure you hit the like button. With that, folks, this video is over. Until the next time. See ya. Hey, VV Nation, Glenn Tompkins here. Did you miss out on the Tampa 2-Day Investment Seminar? Well, right now you can get access to the live recordings for this event for $199. That's right, folks, $199 can get you access to all the great presentations from instructors like Steve Chappell, Jerry D'Ambrosio, Jim Penner, Ron Wheeler, and yours truly. In order to take advantage of this spectacular deal, you have to go to www.vectorvest.com/offers. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.